Alright, today we're up to Gimel and Beis. We'll just give a quick review of yesterday's Amudim. Yesterday we did Daf Beis and Beis and Daf Gimel and Aleph. So I'll say briefly, we explained that the word Siva, it says two psukim. The pasuk actually says, Kasha osa b'yayim hazet Siva shamlas l'chaper aleichem. By the Shivas Yimei Meluim, it says what you did by the Shivas Yimei Meluim should be done sometime. So it says, b'yayim hazem tziva Hashem. So what is that referring to? So in Beis Amanaf, we said the word, Kasha osa b'yayim hazet tziva shamlas l'chaper aleichem. Lases is paraduma, and l'chaper is yayim kippurim. Gemara said, maybe when it says tziva, refers to yayim kippurim. So to Gemara, because that tziva, is it tziva, we want to pick tzivas that are all before something happened, rather than after tziva happened. Maybe the tziva of karbanis says, well, by karbanis, it's tzavoyse, not tziva. Okay, it's not exact. No, we'd rather pick something that's exact. We said the word lechaper means yom kippur. Maybe it means all karbanis. You'll ask, how will you know which kain will serve? Okay. So the whole Beis Av will be locked up for 7 days? Mercy, you can't say that because we can't be referring to that every carbon needs such a thing. Because, do you need one? Yeah, well. Because it has to be a Yom Kavua. And carbonus is not Kavua. So maybe you need for all the regalim, you have to get locked up prior. All the regalim is not once a year. Okay, so pick one of them. Either maybe pick mitzvah Pesach, because it's written in the Torah first. Sukkot is many mitzvahs. Chazak to Gemara. No, we're referring to a yantav that's only one day. Maybe Shemini Atzeres? No, Shemini Atzeres, there's 7 days of Kedusha before, as opposed to Shivas Yimei Meluim and Yom Kippur. Make Kal V'chaymer. Chazak to Gemara says, Kezeh. Kezeh means that the only days we have to be locked up 7 days is exactly like Shivas Yimei Meluim, 7 days of Chol before one day Yantif. Rav Ashi said it can't be that Sukkot would not need Prisha and Shemini Atzeres, which Tafel is. Because even though Shemini Atzeres has halachas which are distinctive from, are different than Sukkot, Hazar Keshav, I in last day shared to find exactly what that means. But really, Shemini Atzeres is a makeup of Sukkot. So we said, why can't it be that for Shavuos you need to be locked up 7 days prior? The Gemara says, because on Shavuos there's two Elim, as opposed to Yom Kippur and Shavuos Yimei Meluim, there's only one. What if you hold their Taka two on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara, because on Yom Kippur there's only one for Chayv HaSayayim, just like the one Chayv HaSayayim of Meluim. Gemara asks, maybe Rosh Hashanah, maybe you have to be locked up 7 days before Rosh Hashanah. So Zak to Gemara, Amar Abavo, Banam Agim Omer Aleph, done in Par Va'ayel Shaloi. Let's learn Yom Kippur, where the Par and the Ayel belongs to the Kohen Gadol. Mi Par Va'ayel Shaloi from Shivas Yimei Meluim, where also the Par and the Ayel belong to the Kohen Gadol. Lafuke Atzeres Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to the Karbanos on Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, the Tzibur Ninu, does not belong to the Kohen Gadol, rather belongs to the entire Klal Yisrael. Zak the Gemara, Han Nichol Man Damar, that's very good if you hold that what was brought in Yom Kippur belonged to the Kohen Gadol himself. Like the Pasuk says, Kach Lecha Mishalcha, it has to come from you, the Kohen Gadol. Vasei Lecha, when it talks about making the trumpets, Mishalcha. Ela Man Damar, Mishal Tzibur, Ma'ikal Ameymar. According to the Mandomer that says the Karbanos in Kippur came from the Tzibur, so then it's not like the Shavuos Yimei Meluim. Tesanya, Kach Lecha Mishalcha, Vasei Lecha Mishalcha, which tells me that the Karban in Kippur is from the Kohen Gadol. Asei Lecha Mishalcha, the Chatzaitzes that were made in the Midbar were made and belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikcho Elecha, referring to the Shemen Zayis, so Vaishya holds that what when an Yom Kippur belongs to the Kohen Gadol, just like the Meyam Meluim. Rabbi Yehuda Sinamar, ben kach lecha, ben vayichro lecha, mishal tzibur. He held no, it all came from the tzibur. Umatam alaymer kach lecha, kaviyachol, as if to say, we wouldn't want to say it on our own, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishalcha ani roitzi yaisu mishalahem. I'm more desirous if it's made from you, from Moshe Rabbeinu's possessions, rather than from Klal Yisrael's. And the Gemara explains why. And Bechan Omer Mishim Rabbi Lazar, Kasev Echadayim, one Pasuk says, the Pasuk says as follows, Vasisa Lecha Aron Eitz. Lecha. It should be from you. Another pasuk says, another pasuk says, "Va'asa aron atzei shitim." Asu they should make plural. And now can we get a back seat in the hot seat? Va'asa aron atzei shitim sounds like custom that Zebra Kate said. Can bizman shisrael oitzin ritzayin shalmakum, and doing the ratzon of Hashem, then it's called, the carbon's called on the name of Klal Yisrael. Bizman she'ain oitzin ritzayin shalmakum, and not doing the ratzon of Hashem, then it comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, akaponim, what do I see? That there's a machlokes, the carbon on Yom Kippur, did it come from the Kohen Gadol, or did it come from the Tzibur? So if you say it came from the Kohen Gadol, then it's just like the Miluim, which also came from the Kohen Gadol. If, however, you say it came from the Tzibur, then it's not like the Miluim. And for the Gemara, Ad kan lepligi the machloikis, whether it came from the Kohen Gadol or the Tzibur, als bekichais da'alma, vasiyas da'alma, not referring to Yom Kippur, and explains. Kichais da'alma, kach lecha, you should take Sam, that's talking about the Keteiris. Of course, afterwards you have to go and give it over to the tzibur. Asiyas da'alma, aselach hashtecha tzaytzitz kasef, the two trumpets that were used in the midbar, that taka, there was a machlokes that came from Moshe or from the tzibur. Avol hanach, what was used on Yom Kippur was exactly like by the miluim, and it only came from the Kohen Gadol, so therefore Yom Kippur and miluim are the same, both from the Kohen Gadol. And the psukim are pirushik and mefarish. The psukim are explaining each other. And the psukim are explaining that it's all the mishalcha. It's all from you, the Kohen Gadol. And he explains. The miluim by the miluim, mechtik siv, it says in the pasuk, vel b'nei Yisrael tedar b'lemar teklai Yisrael, I should say, kechu, they should take sir izim lechatos. That sounds like it comes from the tzibur. Yet, it also says, v'yayim el aron kach lecha, you should take Egel ben Bakr lechatos. Right? So, l'chayra, how do you read this? Now, this, kach l'cha, lamali, what do I need it for? What's the pasuk teaching me? Elam ha'shma mina, that even though the pasuk before sounded like a suit from the tzibur, but we're repeating ourselves and putting the word l'cha. Kach l'cha, mishachahu, that it comes from you. So by the pasuk of the miluim, the pasuk used the language chacha tali comes to Kohen Gadol. Similarly, by Yom Kippurim, mechtiksev bezois yavi iron al kodesh. With this iron of Kohen comes to kodesh. Beparim ben bakal lachatos. And then a pasuk again, meis adas bnei Yisrael yikach shnei seirim yizim lachatos. Veikus parat shaloi. Lamli, what's the loy for? Shema mina. So therefore we have proven that l'kuli alma, according to everybody, both Yom Kippurim, both Miluim, the Karbanis came from the Kohen Gadol, to the exclusion of Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, where it came from the Tzibur. Rav Ashi Amar, done in another reason why the Pasuk of Miluim will be alnimud onto Yom Kippur, or Paraduma, but not to Roshon Anatzeres. Done in par lechatz vayla oila, mi par lechatz vayla oila, which means by the miluim, the shivus yimei miluim, there was one par for the chatos and one aisle for the oila. Yom Kippur is the same, one par for the chatos, one aisle for the oila. Lafuke Rosh Hashanah v'atzeres, to the exclusion of Roshon and Shavuos, shavaya oilas nenu. So bring another reason why the Prisha Shivali Yamechur cannot be referring to Shavuos Rosh Hashanah, because Shavuos Rosh Hashanah, it was two Oilois, Masha'enken Yimei Miluim, and Yom Kippur was not. Ravina Omar, Donin Avoida B'Kayin Gadol, Mavoida B'Kayin Gadol. Shivis Yimei Miluim, the Avoida was done by whom? The Kayin Gadol. Really, Moshe, but he was like the Kayin Gadol. Yom Kippur, Kayin Gadol. Lafuke Kula Kishyasan, all the kashas we asked, the Lavoida B'Kayin Gadol, the Avoida does not have to be done by the Kayin Gadol. So therefore, we want to know, why is it that the Shivis Yimei Miluim, which teaches me the Kayin Gadol has to be locked up 7 days to avoid it for one day, how do you know what it's referring to? Well, Miluim was only done by the Kayin Gadol, Paraduma, Kayin Gadol, Yom Kippur, Kayin Gadol, as opposed to everything else. Ikadamri, Om Ravina, Don Avoida Tchila, Me Avoida Tchila. What does it mean, Avoida Tchila, Me Avoida Tchila? The first time Avoida was ever done was Shivis Yimei Miluim by the Kayin Gadol. The first time the Kayin Gadol, the first Yom Kippur there was the first time an Avoida needed to be done by the Kayin Gadol. So the first Avoida ever was Kayin Gadol. The first time, the first, yeah, also first. Lafukihani to laf tchilas tenu. My tchilas, what does it mean tchilas? So it's really what I told you. Ilema tchilas be Kayin Gadol. Shivis Yimei Miluim began with the Kayin Gadol. Yom Kippur begins with the Kayin Gadol. Haine kamaisa, that's like Ravina, who said avoid b'kayin gadol. Ela avoid tchila b'makim, me avoid tchila b'makim. What does that mean? That means, yoyim kippurim, the avoid is done b'makim, in a certain place. Where? Lefnai lefnim. The first time, Yom Kippur. Shivis Yimei Miluim, the first time, was the seventh day, when? On Mizbeach HaChitzit. So it was a first our first in a specific place. Yom Kippur, first time in Lefnai Lefnim, done by Kayin Gadol, and Shivis Yimei Miluim as well. Ki Aser Evdimi Om Rabbi Yochanan Mas Nichada. He learned that this time we said they have to have the Kayin Gadol locked up 7 days for one day. It's that limit is only either said by Yom Kippur or by Parduma, not both. Rabbi Shua Ben Levi says Mas Nitarti. It's said by both, that both Yom Kippur and Paraduma, the Kayin Gadol must be locked up for 7 days before doing the Avoida. And the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yochanan Mas the only Chod, the one. Lasleis Lechaper, Elo Mas Yom Kippurim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the only Halacha that I know, Mida Oraisa, is Yom Kippur, that just like Shivis Yimei Miluim, the Kayin locked up 7 days for one day, so too Yom Kippur as well. Bishu ben Levi, Masdi Tarti, like we learned on Beis Amar Aleph. Lasis Elamaisa Para, Paraduma, 7 day lockup for 1 day Avoida, like the Miluim. Lechaper, also Elamaisa Mikipurim. Now we'll go back to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Masdi Chada. Rabbi Yochanan says only one instance that it's Avoida for 7 days for a 1 day lockup, meaning only Yom Kippur. How could that be? Vanantnan, Shivis Yom Kaidim Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kayin gets locked up, and Shivis Yom Kaidim Resurfis Hapara. So how can you say it's only referring to Yom Kippur? You see, it's Paraduma as well. Zaktimwar, you're right. But Yom Kippur is Da'iraisa, Paraduma is only a Maila Ba'alma. Because since we see we are Makel by Paraduma, for example, a Tfil Yayim, we allow Tfil Yayim to do the Avoid of the Paraduma. So we give a chumrah, they have to be locked up for 7 days.
What's the reason again for the seclusion for 7 days? Because
just like the Milun. Oh no, what's it? Because we want to be killed from Tumah. Come on, as the Shiloh, the verse 3 asks, the standby Kayin, yeah. The one was to be ready, does he have to be locked up for 7 days?
Yeah.
So, Taisvis Yishanim, on Bezim and Aleph, said no. He doesn't have to be separated. Does not pass this.
From his wife?
At all.
The regular Kayin Gadol is separate from
yeah.
It's a little mashma because it's using a different lashon, mafresh and maskinim.
The Gemara on Gimel and Beis like makes yudik.
Okay.
And Yuma.
So you're saying the second one does not have to be.
Oh, so Pash, the second one should not have to.
It should have to be.
Why?
He's standing in for the first one.
So I'll tell you, throw the other way. What's the reason why you need to stand in case the first one becomes tummy?
Right.
Maybe the second one will become tummy as well. So you make sure on date right before Yantiv, you quickly pull him in. Oh, you know your tires. Now you know you're good to go.
Ain't so if you there's no end to this.
So I pick a guy that I know today's tar. If I pick a guy 7 days before, it may become tummy in the middle.
No. If you have a preparation before, the preparation will be consistent.
Why? Who said?
I don't know who said.
So why? So you said, why?
Yeah. Because you need consistency along the way. Yeah.
Why is it be consistency?
Why are you doing it to Kohen Gadol?
Because you want to be careful from tumah.
And why are you doing it to the assistant?
Just in case.
You want to be careful from tumah.
So you know the Gemara 3 says throw it the other way. He says, Gemara 3, yeah, he says, Svar Fakat. You shalaka both of them. Why? Why shalaka both of them? First Kain says, well, if I lose my job, this guy's taking over. I better be careful. I don't want to lose my shtala.
Of course. Of course he says.
So he says, that's better why I should be locked up.
Yeah.
And Taish Shalom says, nah, we'll see. It's Badik in the Gemara. We'll see which way. All right, let's see.
Also, the fact that he's secluding, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If this gun wasn't prepared before, then the rough red, right? Tar, you're in.
But those are two svars, we'll see.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm saying, when he's secluded, the kind God that's secluded.
Mm-hmm.
How's he becoming tummy when he's secluded?
Because it's Yantif. And after every Shabbos, they walk by the kind God, like a Shabbos, Shabbos. They may touch somebody.
No, but he's secluded.
They may touch, so the Gemara in Davav, I think I see Kasha.
And they see
Kerry. Oh, Thomas Kerry.
Yeah. Is it?
I don't think the God is touching somebody.
Really? You don't think
it's
so?
Thomas Kerry.
But does the Gemara Tafaf say, yeah?
Touching someone? How's he touching anybody? He's secluded.
So the Gemara Rashi on Tafaf and Beis Bavanzi. He says, what's the problem? Call it, no one goes by him. What are you worried about? Gemara is asking Tafaf.
Kerry.
Kerry also.
Kerry is the problem.
Kerry is the problem.
The second coin has the same problem.
The what? The second coin is what are you getting by locking him up?
Yeah.
No, because the svar, if you're not going to lock him up, okay, good. But besides for Kerry, you have other problems. Tommy Mess, Tommy Zav, Tommy Nida's wife. The more you lock him up, the less issues you have.
This coin got him altogether unless he's one of the other side.
What do you mean?
If he's from the Purushima, he's going to be good. If he's from Sudoku, he's going to be bad.
He saw Kerry. One morning he woke up, he had Kerry.
But he's not going to have the other issues. Not need
the. You know what they did to the coin god on every kipper? They gave him enough food, and they gave him certain types of food that should empty out a system before Yom Kippur begins.
He
went to the bathroom and he's cleaned out.
Feet on
so what are you worried about?
Yeah, what
he's
are you worried about?
We're worried.
But
we don't take chances.
And what about Stukim?
What?
Did Stukim do it?
But Stukim got in. And you know what happened to every Stukim that went in? They never made it past the year. The Gemara's make a cheshbon. No Stukim made it past, never made the get out the shtal for more than a year. 11 months on like a few days. That's why they tied them up. They put him in there. At least you could pull him out of the Kodesh Kodesh. I'm dead.
It makes him tummy too.
Well, he was dead.
This
grabbed a shayla declare that by Tchis HaMesim, when people are going to wake up, are they going to be tummy mess?
Come on. I can't.
Why not?
So why when I wake up?
They
the morning,
died. They're tummy mess. Now they're alive. They were touched tummy mess.
You know, the mom is dead.
I was shtick dead.
Not everybody's neshama makes up to Shemayim. The svarim they bring down. Uh-huh. It depends what you're doing during the day. Uh-huh. Sometimes you don't make it upstairs.
Oh boy! I never learned the bracha shem.
The shayla is, but where does the neshama go when you're going to sleep at night? Pasha is going to Shemaim and saying, learning in the Himmels. Not everyone. Don't be so confident. There's Aruch HaShulchan. I said this already once. Aruch HaShulchan says when people go to sleep, if they have a bad dream, used to be in you to fast. Why? You're afraid maybe you're getting a terrible nevuah. So there's two ways to get a dream, either from Shadim or Malachim. Don't be so confident that all your dreams are coming from Malachim. Chazdish is to tell this to people. He says, you think you're getting divorced all the time? Not everyone's getting grace.
That's how you pattern them from fasting.
What?
I told them you don't.
That's what Chazdish is to do. No, the Akshul used to tell people to probably something you ate also. If you eat something right before you go to sleep, you have bad dreams. All right, let's get back to where we're holding. Omer Minyayim, what?
I said, I think I should be quiet.
Why, I kept everyone up. Omer Minyayim, by Chilk Yamar Amachsi, by Idiyamar V'yayichan. Kasha Osa B'yayim Hazet, Siva Hashem Lasois, L'chaper Aleichem. Lasois, Eilamai Separa, Paraduma, lock up 7 days for 1 day. L'chaper Eilamai Sebe, give me confirm. Good. Now, so how can you tell me, Rabbi Yechanan said, that's only Da'abanan, what did we just say? Va'amr min yaymi bar machs l'chalkia, amr machs, am bar idi, amr, say that 5 times fast. Rabbi Yechanan said, both of them are, I'll say it again. Go back to the first one line. Rabbi Yechanan mas lichada. Only one of them gets locked up 7 for 1 day. Which is that? Yom Kippur. Ay, vanat zan, shivis yom kain yom kippurim, shivis yom kain reservis hapara. So you see both of them. Malabama. So we're saying Rabbi Yechon holds that for para adum it's not teraisa. Aye, va'omra min yaymi bar chilki. Omra machs, ambar idi, omra Yechon. Kashos, be a mazet, si vashem lasis, lechaper. Aleichem las, and lemaisa para. Lechaper, lemaisa yom kippurim. See, clearly, see what does Rabbi Yechon say? That both yom kippur and both para aduma gets teraisa. Yeah, who the rabbi? That's his rabbi talking. Good. Where do you learn that you lock up the Kohen Gadol? Mimiluim. Really? Imam miluim call a kosma ma'akiben? So then, av hochanam you call a kosma ma'akiben. That whatever is ma'akiv to do the shivsi me'im luim, do by the miluim, shemakiyim kepper. Chitema, yeah, hochanami. What's nan? Maskim loy kayin acher. We learned in our Mishnah. You have another kayin waiting. The loy katani mafrishin. It doesn't say you lock up the other kayin, right? At this point in the Gemara, we think you don't lock up the other kayin, just stays waiting.
You keep saying locking up. We're not locking him up, we're secluding him.
You're right. He's being secluded in the Lishkas Parhedrin.
Yeah.
He's alone. You're right, that's
not
true.
Locked up.
No, he's actually.
He can't come out.
He can't get up. What? No. So there's another bathroom. So the Gemara actually clears if there's a Chiv Mezuzah on that room. Because, no, the Gemara, we're going to see the Gemara later on. And the Masechta is later on, the whole Sugya Mezuzah comes up in this parak. So if in a couple blat, the Gemara is going to declare, do you put a Mezuzah there? A place where you don't want to be, you don't put a Mezuzah there. So Lish Parej, he doesn't want to be, he's stuck there for 7 days, doesn't want to be there, so maybe it should be a Chiv Mezuzah.
Of course he wants to be there.
Really?
Sure.
He wants the job.
Yeah. Why is
that
he...
Don't, that's never used for anything else?
For a Dira? Yeah, the only time.
You wouldn't... The Rav wouldn't want to have such a job like that once a year to go to the Snail of Slim?
I don't know. Rav Yehuda Saver... You want me to be honest? Rav Yehuda Saver... I'm not a kind... Dira Balkarch Leish Madira. When you're living somewhere and you don't have a choice to be there, that's not considered living. If I tell you, I want you to move, you're going to move 2 blocks away. You want to live there? Same as you have rent. But I want you to move 2 blocks away. Interested?
Don't trade this in.
Okay, so there you go. Oh. That's because he wants to. That's not Balkarchuk. Balkarchuk means against your will. You decided to go.
I'm sure you want to turn off the tape recorder.
Why not?
Don't trade this at home.
Which part?
You
don't want to be at home?
You don't have to do mezuzah.
It's a shayla, we'll see if he needs mezuzah.
He's saying something else, but I'm saying...
that's the machlek between the chacham. That's coming up. That's all the sugya of mezuzah. Well, so you say you would want to be there?
No, not you took the job. They're not forcing you to be there.
Yeah.
But it's a part of the job he's not interested in.
What?
If
it's not a pleasant experience.
Did the Rebbe try it?
What?
How does the Rebbe know?
I would imagine.
You ever tried it, Menachem? Why are you pushing around the
Rebbe? talking about the coins.
No, but he's saying it's a gewaldic cover to have a shtetl, to be able to be the, to go into the flame. And part of it
if
is...
The doctor
is
the,
I really have one. One in a second.
So part of it, you have to go to this area.
I hear.
It's part of the job.
I get a job to shoot in Eretz Yisrael, I believe.
What he says shoot, he means camera.
Right, camera. I have to go in an airplane. I have to. Yeah. It's a lot of just to have the cover holding camera at CMI.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gewaldic thing. I wouldn't give it up for anything except for old age. So now what's happening?
What's happening? When is that going to happen, Reb Menachem, old age?
50 years.
But there's another 4 years probably till the next thing. So the opportunity to do such a thing, you'll give up a lot of stuff.
You're an idealist.
Yeah, I hear. The replacement not necessarily doesn't.
The replacement. Why would you? He's right. The replacement wouldn't be interested.
Yeah.
He's only taking a chance. It's like a vice president.
Yeah, he's waiting for someone to get shot. Yeah.
Oh, so right now we're saying that it says like Tani Mafrishin. If you're telling us to be like the Shiva Simei Meluim, so the standing guy, it only says it has to be ready. It doesn't say he has to be isolated in a room.
Designated.
Shmuel, you're designated. Yeah, for a week. But it doesn't say he has to be in designated, put in a room. And yet by the Meluim, he's got to be in a room. You'll tell me when it says Masakinim is left Afka. So listen, be consistent. Menachem's words. You pick and choose. Sometimes it says Masakinim, sometimes it says Mafrishin. So I don't like your pshat. Okay. Where do you learn it from? I learned from Har Sinai. The Siv. Vayishkin Kvayd Hashem al Har Sinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina rest on Har Sinai. The chaseo anan, the anan cover, the clouds cover the mountain. Sheish yam for 6 days. Vayikral Moshe b'yam hashvi. And he called out to Moshe on the 7th day. Michti. Ksiv vayikral Moshe b'yam hashvi. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe on day 7 of Sivan. My sheish yam. What does it say? 6 days. Ze bona av. Shekol anichnes b'machan ashchina tan prisha shisha. You want to go and you enter the Makim Kaddish? You have to be isolated for 6 days. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was up on the mountain for 6 days, we went up to Shemayim. You want to go to Fnai Lefnim? 6 days. Right, sounds good? Every one of you is sleeping. Every single one.
Yeah, 6, 10, 7.
It's a 7, and it was just 6. And now one person's piped up.
Well, the 7th day you go in.
I know, but our Mishnah said the 8th day.
Said 8th day.
Yeah, our Mishnah.
7.
Yes, Shivas Yam Kaidim. 7 days before. No. 7 days before. No.
6 days have to be 12.
No, 7 days. That's what I said. Everyone. I could have thrown it right past everyone. So, frankly, more of an Shivatan. So, 7. Masnisin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Techayish le Thomas Beisai. Which means that what are we Chayshish for the Kain Gadol? Are we only Chayshish for Thomas Carey? Or maybe we're also Chayshish. He lived with his wife before he got isolated in this room. And at the time he lived with her, she was a Nida. And therefore he's Tomei for 7 days. So he has to be 7 days. And then the 8th day could go in. So when we say you have to be away for 6 days before you go into Makom Kaddish, it's a 7, depends who you're going. Like, if you're not chayshish that his wife's becoming tummy, so 6 days, that's all you need. But if you're chayshish, so what? So the Mishkan and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're also chayshish maybe the day before he went to isolation, he lived with his wife. His wife was a Nida, which makes him Thomas Nida, and he has to be isolated for 7 full days before he can go on a day 8.
He wasn't with his wife, then he wanted to be 6.
But how do we know he wouldn't? You trust him? Obviously we don't. No, we don't. No, we don't. You'll see, we don't trust for anything.
He cries.
Yeah, we don't trust for anything. Kabdeo the Chashdeo. We're not trusting, we'll see. Even the Kohen Gadol we're not going to trust. I'll leave one.
All the Kohen Gadols in the second place of Mikdash were bad guys.
Those are Sadukim, yeah. Quite a bit.
After the one, the long one.
When we get there. I'll leave you one last nafkamina. What's nafkamina if you hold? You learn out from the miluim, or you learn out from Sinai? I'll give you an afkamina. Can the lishka be in a makam chal, or does that have to be dafka lokein in the Beis HaMikdash? If you learn it from Sinai, Sinai was a makam chal, so the lishka could be anywhere. But if you learn from the miluim, the place, the room where he has to be put is a makam kaddish. As I said before, sorry. If you learn, sure. Yeah, but does it have to be located within the confines of the Beis HaMikdash? Like the Miluim? That was the Gemara will address. Or, if you learn from Sinai, it could be completely Chal. That's the first reason after Kamina. All right, tonight, 7 o'clock by, what's your address?
14 El Dorado Drive.
7 o'clock sharp.